What about EGFR antibodies, cetuximab with checkpoint inhibitors? Any reason to think there'd be any kind of synergy or to use those together?
Yeah, what I would say there is that there are studies looking at this. I don't have any information on the activity or whether, you know, it makes sense to add these drugs or how much synergy you see with these two. So the only thing I would say right now is there are studies and there are concepts looking at adding EGFR, whether cetuximab or other antibodies or tyrosine kinase inhibitors to immunotherapy.
Can you talk a little bit about currently exactly how you employ cetuximab in your practice outside a trial setting?
Most of the use I have in my practice is part of the extreme regimen. So that's patients, again, in the first line, recurrent metastatic setting, we would use cetuximab with chemotherapy. And those patients who have gone through chemotherapy and through immunotherapy, and where we don't have a clinical trial for them, we would use cetuximab as a single agent for those patients. So those now you get you into the second and third line treatment. And cetuximab has an indication in the U.S. in that setting of patients who have gone through chemotherapy, platinum resistant as a single agent. The response rate is around 10%. So if I have a patient who is referred to me having gone through chemotherapy, having gone through immunotherapy, and I don't have a trial for that patient, I'm giving that patient single agent cetuximab.
What about panitumumab? To what extent do we have data on that in head and neck?
It's not approved in the U.S. The clinical trial, unfortunately, the phase 3 trial, which is the SPECTRUM trial, did not reach its primary endpoint of overall survival. So that trial, which again is the equivalent of the extreme study, platinum 5-FU versus platinum 5-FU panitumumab, did not reach its primary endpoint of overall survival.
So what do people do who live in sort of the cetuximab infusion belt do about head and neck cancer?
Well, again, people either would not use it if the toxicity is severe and anaphylactic. I live in a place where actually the risk is extremely low. I've rarely seen an anaphylactic reaction to cetuximab in Boston. So to me, that's not a big issue.